a health-related reason. So I'm guessing it was a coach's decision. If that's true, did you make that decision prior to the game, or was it just during the game you didn't see an opportunity for...
No, actually, the overlay on that is he did turn his ankle the day before, but so that's there. I think right now, as you guys know, because I've been saying it for a while, like, we've tried to approach this period for a few weeks now as the playoffs, before the playoffs. And, you know, part of that, a big part of it, is it's been important for us to see, you know, different lineups and different rotations, and that's what happens in the playoffs. So, and it'll be, you know, it's true again tonight because we're playing a Cleveland team. You know, it'll be more Mobley focused, it'll be more Harden focused as opposed to the collective. So that's the direction we've been going generally across the board, where, you know, you've seen Ikeel's minutes go up, Dyson's minutes go up, JJ's minutes go up. And, you know, you get to a point where there's, you know, there's only so many minutes to go around. But Zach, you know, keeps doing the things he's been doing that have helped us win. You know, that there isn't anything, you know, overrated to read into that. But he did have an ankle issue. It wasn't put on the injury report. Probably should have been, but we're moving forward on that. He's going to be ready to go, and he's an important part of what we're doing.
All right, hey, Coach, can you give us a sense of what the mood is like from the players going into tonight's game?
Yeah, you know, we've been in, you know, situations like this, I think, in our mind for some time. This is obviously, you know, at the end of the regular season, but I think, you know, it's a great opportunity for us, you know, and this team and, you know, how we've evolved and how we've gotten better. And that's been the consistent theme. And certainly we're aware, you know, the timing, whatever, you know, second to last game of the year, those things planned. But I think the key thing for us is, as you look at even, as you're going through a game plan, you know, you'd be negligent as a coach not to address, you know, specific things that you're going to see, how you want to attack, you know, Mobley and a cross match and their matchups and, you know, some actions that they run. You can go back and look at games where Donovan hasn't played and they've been more Harden-centric and what they're doing then. But having said that, I think the biggest thing for us is really to do what we do, you know, to run, to defend, and just compete. And I think our guys understand that and see this, you know, as what it is an opportunity that we've worked hard, you know, to earn.
Over two games from the end of the season.
Yeah.
Jalen is third in the NBA in assists. I'm not sure if you go back to October that anybody in the NBA would have seen that coming. Like, what has he done to do this, to mature as a passer?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. I think you're right on October. When, you know, in November, we started to see, you know, the evolution of this team, and you got a little bit of a snapshot of what we've seen now. I think it started with Jalen in transition, such a good defensive rebounder, and also him getting out and, you know, our whole group being willing to share the ball and to pass ahead. And, you know, a lot of times the ball comes back to Jalen, and he's a gifted passer, you know, and it's something he enjoys doing. I think his size, his ability to pass with either hand, so he's able to make those plays. But I think even more importantly, as we've tried to, you know, to run and to space and, you know, to break the paint, and various guys spacing for him, it's something he's embraced as, you know, a big part of his game, you know, that playmaking concept. And it means he's making the right reads, you know. It's true of how we play, you know. I mean, the fact that we're a team that plays more efficiently with the pass. I mean, I think that's why, I don't know where we are in the league, but we're one of the top teams in the league passing the ball, so it stands to reason that someone's doing that. I would point to transition as much as anything. And then we've started to use him more as a primary ball handler in, you know, some certain plays. The stuff we're running, you couldn't see a side out of bounds play that we're running now. But happened in December, those keep turning over because our personnel has changed. So we've done different things with him, but as he's evolved, we've tried to evolve with play packages as well that allow him and allow us to highlight that strength.
Hey, Coach. In the last three games you guys have played, the two teams you've played are, you know, the two teams you're most likely to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
How do you approach that? Is there a different approach? And, you know, how, I guess, unique of an opportunity is it to, you know, play Cleveland back-to-back if you're going to be in seven-game series with them a week?
Yeah, I think the approach right now is, you know, to win and generate the opportunity to play one of these teams. You know, obviously, if that does happen, you know, we'll go back and so will they and look at these games and take from them, you know, things that can help us. But I think right now the focus is more on, you know, the immediate, kind of get to that when we get to it. Hopefully we will.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.